Hello, everyone. It's Shane Kanto.
And I'm Diana Jebbia.
And welcome to the Ruthless Obsession podcast here on the SPDM Crew Podcasting Network. And we're here to talk all about wrestling. And especially, it's WrestleMania 40. So this is going to be a big episode as we take you on through the tons and tons of WWE content that happened over the course of Saturday and Sunday night. But this was indeed the quote unquote biggest WrestleMania of all time because, it's the most recent one. So they will say that.
Can I just interject for a second? Because I have been wanting to do this all WrestleMania season and I'm so annoyed. Like, I forgot about it. Like, I'm disappointed in myself, but I have been wanting to refer to WrestleMania as WrestleMania, a la Goldust, because that's literally how my friends Alyssa and I and my brother like exclusively refer to it. And I fell asleep on that all season. So maybe
Well,
that's a good thing.
Goldust was there
Yes.
in a box because he definitely wasn't going to be showing up on television. Unlike Keith Lee, who accidentally showed up on the
That
on
was funny. I
television.
saw that. Like looking like incognito, but not really, you know?
Like John Travolta wander meme into like an interview
Yes.
segment, which is like, I don't
Yes.
think I'm supposed to be here. So, but yes, we had a jam-packed 2 nights of wrestling, and they start off hot in
Yeah.
many ways, with the man versus mommy. It was indeed Becky Lynch and Rhea Ripley, and Becky Lynch wasn't only hot, she had 102 fever and strep throat. So, interesting way to be wrestling at WrestleMania. But Diana, what were your general thoughts on the match?
You know, I really enjoyed that match. I got so into it. But like I couldn't help but think, I'm like, kudos to her. We're showing up sick, but like, I feel like that shouldn't be allowed. Like, I feel like if you're in that
Like,
much of,
I
what'd you
feel like
say?
unless you're dead,
Yeah.
WWE's gonna roll you out
I know, but now
there.
Rhea's probably gonna get sick.
And you know what? Rhea's not gonna be around a whole lot of people except for the Judgment Day for like
Judgment
weeks
Day
at
is gonna get sick. I could go on and on. This is how pandemic start.
Well, this is how wrestling works, where it's like, unless, well, naturally, no, Cody actually wrestled with a completely torn pec. So not even that could stop somebody from getting in the ring. It's
Get it.
basically,
Listen,
it's.
am I do I think it's smart to wrestle with an injury? No, but at least it's not contagious. So like that's your fault. That's your doing and that's your fault.
I am not defending them. I'm just stating the fact that they don't give a crap.
I know. And
So.
I gotta hand it to her. Like I can't imagine being put in that position. You're hyped up for something all year, and then the day comes and it's not like it's gonna happen again next week. So I get it, but it's just like as a human who doesn't enjoy getting sick, like, I don't know. I wouldn't want to be on the other side of that. Also, I have to say, so I had people over. We were kind of talking about that before we started recording. And my friend Austin, who I love, he's my best friend. This was his first ever wrestling experience,
Okay.
meaning his commentary was very valued. He is also an openly gay man who gives the best commentary. And as soon as Becky Lynch walked out, he went, it's giving Mrs. Claus because the fur. And I died. I literally died.
Well, obviously Becky Lynch came out doing Becky Lynch in terms of attire. And then Rhea Ripley came out with, was it Motionless in White,
Yes,
the
yes.
band that performed, and that was legit.
Yeah.
For being the only like live performance of like an actual band for one of the entrance themes, traditionally, we'll get to what happened on night two.
Yeah.
But like that was an awesome moment and intense. And I thought it was a great match. Rhea Ripley won best match of the year, WWE style, for the Slammies for her match with Charlotte last year. I don't think this was quite on that level, but it was still a
Right.
great match. And they both took it to each other. And there's some great spots, especially towards the end with the Riptide into the corner and then
Yes.
the Riptide to finish off Becky. But they were definitely playing up each of them, especially like Rhea's wrist. I think they used that well in the match. So, you know, they're two of the best wrestlers in WWE, and they showed it. And I really do think that the right decision was made, because Becky doesn't need the rub of beating Rhea and taking her title. So we'll probably see her move on facing Liv at some point.
I wouldn't be surprised too if, like, Becky, which I know, excuse me, you meant Rhea and Liv. But Becky, I wouldn't be surprised if right now she takes some time off with Seth.
Which we'll get to him.
Yeah.
He certainly needs some time off.
Yeah.
He got the shit kicked out of him.
Yeah.
So definitely great way to start off the show, which honestly, I thought we were going to start off with the ladder match, because that's pretty on point for WrestleMania, but that came next. And we had 12 men going wild, plus JD, coming out there for... So 13 men throwing each other around on ladders and all kinds of stuff, and they finally took the tag titles and separated them, which needs
it
to
was
happen
needed
a while ago. But I thought this was an interesting way to do it, where they had to be taken down separately. There are some great spots, you know, Kofi and Xavier there to do New Day, stuff like they didn't need to win the titles at WrestleMania, but boy, did they put up some great spots. I was pretty big on Dunn and Bate taking home some tag titles, but it was very interesting that we wound up getting Grace. Wait, was it A-Town Down Under? So I will gladly accept that name. I will not accept Dunn and Bate's tag team name.
The new Banana Republic. Just kidding. New Catch Republic.
The new Banana Republic. And then, of course, we got Diana's new best friend, R-Truth, finally winning.
R-Truth, do you know he messaged me again today? Like, and I truly think this is just so on brand for him, because he just replied to the message he already replied to and was like, thanks, Diana. And I'm like, this is so on brand for Truth. Like, I love him so much.
Oh my God, he said your name in a
he
message.
Did. We're pals. I told my friend Alyssa, I'm like, I want to write a children's book called My Pal Truth. And it's just like little kids' things he messes up. Like, I really think it'll be a good thing. But you know what I loved about that match is Truth really had me in there for a second, because when he pinned, I feel like he pinned Finn, but I could be wrong. And then I'm like, wait, he got the three count. Why is nothing happening? And I'm like, oh, wait, it's a ladder match. He got me. Like, I was just so involved with
the hot tag.
Yeah.
Well, the fact that they even played into it, that Miz played into it and actually tagged him in, that was glorious. And that was one of the best spots in the whole entire match. I love how Grayson Waller and Austin Theory won the titles and then were murdered.
Yeah.
That was homicide. They were dead. I'm pretty sure Grayson Waller was dead, at least for a little bit. When he got sent through that ladder, you could hear him like shriek, and I'm just like, that was
so
such a great spot.
Yeah.
And then I'm trying to think, but JD getting put through the tables on the outside,
that was
so good. That made me so happy. It was 100% deserved.
I have to say, like, I'm not in love with Waller and Theory having the titles, but I understand the creative decision.
Yeah, I guess they weren't going to wind up having two face teams going out with
Exactly.
the
That's what
title.
I was getting at.
And, you know, they'll probably feud with New Catch Republic. Now that you said it and I remembered what it was, to be perfectly frank, it's just not sticking in my head, to be honest.
Because it makes no sense. Was there an old Catch Republic? Is there a present Catch Republic? What is a Catch Republic?
It's a good question.
Yeah.
I don't know the answer to that.
Okay.
And once we get to night two, I'll feel better about, you know, Damian Priest and Finn Balor had their moments. But like, they got done dirty during that ladder match. But it all worked out for Damian Priest. But we'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
But it's one of those kinds of things where it's like, this is a ladder match. It has 12 wrestlers in it. There's going to be complete nonsense. People are going to be throwing themselves all over the place. That Pete Dunne moonsault where he took out like five guys and landed on his feet. That was like chef's kiss. It was beautiful. It was really impressive. And, I had tons of fun with the match. I thought it was a pretty great ladder match. And for like what it is, like they're not going to be consistent, like big emotional storytelling in it because, it's kind of a car wreck. But the R-Truth element to it, that really brought it up. And God, that hot tag was great. And when he finally got up there to grab the belts, it was so good. And such a
Doesn't he
beautiful
not
moment.
like heights too, or did I make that up? I feel like I read somewhere he doesn't like heights.
Was that the whole spiders on ladders thing? Because that's what I remember. He's like
Maybe.
being afraid of spiders on ladders.
Yeah, maybe that was it.
Which that might be like covering up for the fact that he is actually afraid of heights, but like God, he's given us so many ridiculous moments over the years. And this was so nice that he actually got a WrestleMania win. So good for him.
Good for him. We love Truth. Friend of the podcast, Truth.
Yes, absolutely. Next up, we had a tag team match that got thrown together last minute and changed participants last minute. And good thing that they did because the biggest highlight of this match was Andrade. Well, maybe except for, Jason Kelce and Lane
Oh my
Johnson.
God.
But Diana, what were your thoughts on the Rey Mysterio Andrade versus Santos and Dom match?
Was fine. Like, it was, I don't want to call it a popcorn match, but like you go, you get your merch, there's usually a long line for that. You go to the bathroom. And like it ended the way we all expected it to. I do think this would have been an
You
opportunity.
expected Jason Kelce and Lane
No,
Johnson
but
to
I was
show
just gonna say it would have been better if Gritty was involved. I'm very
Oh.
sad at the lack of Gritty at WrestleMania. My friend Alyssa was there and said the Eagle came out at one point. But come on, wouldn't the Fanatic and Gritty have been the move? Like, I don't care about unpopular opinion. I don't care about Jason Kelce. I don't care about the Kelce brothers. I'm a Flyers fan. I'm not like I don't care about football. But like those mascots are so gosh darn lovable. Like, I needed that. And
We
they
did
let me
get
down.
Swoop, who showed up with the Eagles cheerleaders and Snoop Dogg
No, we needed
on night
Gritty.
two. I love Jason Kelce, and that just felt right, him showing up at some point. I thought it was hilarious that they were like the largest luchadors you've ever seen. And he just chucked Dom like a long dart into that ring post. But this post is appreciation post for Andrade because one, that double cross body when he put Ray on his shoulder, that was great. That elbow he delivered, that was vicious. And like he really was the one that stood out in this match. Rey Mysterio did Rey Mysterio things. Dom was a little shit, and that's exactly what we want him to be. I don't think Santos got a whole lot to like shine in this. And, to be perfectly honest, he got outshined by the people not in the match. Which, like, some of the other members of both factions got involved a bit. I love Zelina Vega. I wish they would do more things with her. And so, like, her getting involved, that was fun. Probably the person who did the least was Carlito. Oh, I don't think he did anything, to be honest. Which. Like when you have a match involving the LWO and Jason Kelce of the Eagles does more in the match than Carlito did, I think that's a not a great sign. But
They
Jason Kelce,
barely used Carlito.
they've barely used Carlito, period, since he came back. And it's like, why is he back? I guess to collect a paycheck. So I take it. Like I take WWE's money to barely do anything. It'll be interesting to see where that progresses. But yeah, this is one of the more forgettable matches from
Agreed.
both nights. And then sliding into our six woman tag match, which we did get. So, you know, Damage Control versus Bianca, Naomi, and Jade Cargill. Diana's favorite booking of Jade Cargill getting a spot on WrestleMania after doing nothing until this point.
But you know, and I don't want to sound like a hater because, again, she's really impressive and talented beyond, like, compare. But it's just, like, I don't know, something about me gets a little annoyed when it's like, but what did you do? It's like Naomi and Bianca. And even I would, well, no, I can't argue that Naomi didn't do anything because she has done a significant amount since she came back since the Rumble. And it's like she was a long-standing member of WWE, so, like, yeah. I can't really be mad. But it kind of feels like Naomi and Bianca did the group project, and Jade got to sign her name on it. And that's not a knock on Jade. It is a knock on the writers.
Well, when she signed her name on it, there was, like, a handful of big moves, and, you know, she just threw around a couple women's wrestlers that are like a third of her size.
Yeah. And got the pin. Of course she got the pin.
Yeah. Which, like, Jade got the hot tag. Everybody stopped in their tracks. And then she came in and just wrecked stuff. And, you know, wrapped up. I do have to say, though, Bianca whipping Asuka, that was so loud.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my God, I don't know if I want to see the actual, like, mark that they did on Asuka.
Yeah.
But you know, Asuka and Kyrie are the one that did a lot of the brunt of the match and stuff like that, which makes sense. I would have preferred to probably have seen, like, a women's a tag title match.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, they're champs. And last time I checked, WWE doesn't have any six-person tag titles. So
I'm sure AEW could donate some of them to them.
They wouldn't be missing any.
I know, right?
They already have plenty. But, you know, this match was just kind of forgettable. Like, both of those matches felt like they could have just been on SmackDown.
Yeah, those
honest.
Matches could have been an email.
Didn't need the meeting.
Yeah.
Why'd you schedule us all here?
Exactly.
This makes me sad, but the next match to talk about honestly might have been my least favorite match of the first night, which was Jey Uso versus Jimmy Uso.
Yeah. I agree.
Like,
it just, there was all the hype over SummerSlam, and everyone was like, this is going to be so cool. We're going to get this at WrestleMania. And again, I think they were done dirty by the writers. Were not enough build up. I really think you could have played into them. Rather than focusing on Seth Rollins and this whole Cody Bloodline feud, I really think they should have focused on Jimmy and Jay. And that kind of got pushed aside, which led to poor build up, which led to a disappointing match.
Which, like, even if the build-up was great, they had, like, shockingly lacking chemistry together in the ring. And I'm like, this doesn't make any sense to me, to be honest.
Y'all just, shared, like, a womb. Get on the same page.
I was about to say that they were one of the best tag teams in the history of WWE. But you one-upped me. They did indeed come from the same womb. And apparently they didn't click. Honestly, the biggest spot between the two of them was when Jake tackled him off the ramp on night two. And their match just felt like, and the whole thing was like, I hate babyfaces being really dumb. Jay was being really dumb when he thought Jimmy was going to be like, it's just like,
yeah, yes.
I'm just like, dumb now. You know exactly where that was going. Don't give me that crap. And you know what? It didn't turn out great. So
yeah, we had a repeat of that on night two with Bailey and Ia, which we can get into later. But I agree with you. It's like, no, like, there. You really think they changed? I mean, I know it's all kayfabe, but kayfabe aside, like, are you really going to be beating the crap out of each other? And then it's like, we're brothers. Okay, let's skip off the ramp and go to get some Pats or Geno's, you know? Like, that's not what's gonna happen.
Who's less convincing, Dakota or Jimmy? And they're like, totally with you.
Yeah, right?
God.
Oh my God.
We did get my most anticipated match of the card, which was Gunther versus Sammy, because I am all about that Gunther and watching him beat the shit out of people, which I liked how they got to the point where he lost the match because Gunther got cocky. He let it get to his head, because one of the things that I love most about Gunther as a heel is that he doesn't need other people to get involved. Kaiser and
Giovanni
Beachy,
Vinci.
they don't get involved in his matches.
Yeah.
Like, they don't interfere for him. I think one of the only times he won a match by interference was the whole Jey Uso thing with Jimmy hitting the belt or whatever. And here, him keep yelling at Sammy's wife and getting distracted and not focusing. And I'm like, see, this is where he's going to fail. He got too cocky and he just wanted to hurt Sammy. And, you know, it's interesting because Gunther started acting not like Gunther this whole build. Because you could tell Sammy kind of got under his skin. And I think it worked. And Sammy having that big comeback at the end, which, like, brain busters on the buckle is dangerous. At least this one landed properly and somebody didn't almost die. Like the last one that I saw.
Yeah.
Not naming names. And then a handful of halupa kicks later.
Yeah.
Like, I really got into this match. I thought it was really well done. The emotion was there. This, like, Sammy was going to have that kind of match. This wasn't going to be like, if this was Gunther versus Chad Gable, it would have been much more of like a big technical kind of
Yes.
match.
Yes.
This had all the emotion, though. And I thought, felt like it was very fitting for this to be the way that he lost after 666 days.
That's so cool, by the way.
The reign of the beast.
There are two types of people, because when I saw that, I was like, oh my God, sick. And then there are some people, like, when they posted it on WWE's Instagram, it's like, accept God as your savior. And I'm like, it's just 666 days, guys. That's all it is.
It's literally a number of days.
Yes,
Like,
that's all it is.
Calm down.
Right?
Like, relax.
Relax.
But what were your thoughts on the match?
You know, I mean, I agree with you. Did I love that Sammy dethroned Gunther? No, but I feel like the way they went about it was correct. I'm very interested. I'm kind of like, all right, this is over with now. How is Chad Gable going to win the belt? Because that's who deserves it. No shade to Sammy, but I just really am unhappy that that's the way they went. Like, I just, it doesn't make sense to me. I mean, obviously, like I mentioned before, the way that they executed it makes sense, but the decision to put him in that matchup in the first place does not make sense to me.
Sammy didn't need the rub. He's been Intercontinental Champion three times before this.
Yeah.
Chad Gable deserved the rub. Similar to, like, Becky didn't need to beat Rhea Ripley to win another championship. And Sammy didn't need to beat Gunther. And, like, beating Gunther is a star-making moment.
Yes, that's what I was thinking. Like, it's just not believable to me.
And, like, Sammy did not need to get that. Like, he's already a star. He's already a really popular character. And, you know, it happened. And, you know, Sammy's champ. And hopefully he's a fighting champ. And, you know, I don't think Sammy's going to have the title long term.
No, I don't see that either.
He got his WrestleMania moment, and that was the most important thing, to be honest. I wouldn't be surprised if a decent chunk of the present champions don't have the longest reigns.
Agreed.
Depending on some of them. But definitely, I don't think Sammy's going to be champ long. And honestly, it was time. Gunther needs to be world champion by Bash in Berlin. When he goes into, you know, not his actual home country, and wins in Berlin, because, you know, he's Austrian, but close enough, I guess. But that's going to be exciting to see. He's definitely going to win the title at Bash in Berlin.
Well, when is Bash in Berlin?
End of eight, August.
Okay, because I my theory, which we're gonna get into tonight too, I think it's gonna be Drew Damian at Clash of the Castle, and Drew's gonna take it.
Yeah, that all and it'll be interesting because like we got one more match and then we'll get to night two because I have
Yeah.
a lot of thoughts about how night two started.
So many thoughts.
But then we got the big tag match at the end, you know. The Rock, who came in with his final boss entrance, which
Yeah.
was insane. Oh my God. Just the 20 minutes of entrances.
I know, and
Looking
I want
for
to shout
them.
out, I'm not dropping names, but I know someone who does like specifically that group's camera work, and like just shout out to you because that cannot be easy.
The cinematography of WWE television has been infinitely better since Kevin Dunn left.
Yeah.
It's
Yeah.
like bye bye. Now we have cool things to enjoy. It's one of those things where it's like, you know, all the hype about this tag match. My biggest question was like, is The Rock even in like great condition after like he hasn't wrestled in 8 years? And when he had that match, he won in 7 seconds or 6 seconds, whatever the hell. But it came to play.
Yeah.
And he did a really good job. And boy, did he sell that spear like he got murdered? That was so great when Roman
Yeah.
accidentally speared him. But you know, I'll admit I had to go back and rewatch this match because like I conked out. By the time this rolled around, I'm just like, it's too late. I've watched hours of wrestling today.
I totally
But
get it.
they put on a really good match. They had some big spots like poor Seth
I know. I
also
know.
got murdered, getting speared through the barricade. It's like,
Yeah.
oh my God. And you know, that was 100% done on purpose that The Rock got the pin on Cody.
You know, going back to Seth real quick, he reminds me on SpongeBob of the Krabby Patty training video episode. Of like the little guy is like sounds like a lot of hoopla, and like he just gets like swatted, and he's just like so excited to be there, but he just gets swatted, and like that's Seth this whole weekend. Like poor, if you have one, pour one out for Seth.
Pour one out for Seth. He needs
Yeah,
it. He needs a drink.
he does.
but you know, Cody did a lot of the big moments of the match, and you know, Roman and The Rock did surprisingly well together.
Yes.
And it felt like a big deal. And I think that was one of the most important things is like it felt like a big deal. The four of them wrestling in the main event, and it was an exciting, fun tag, and it only made sense
Yeah.
that they won to set up the Bloodline rules for
Which, if
night
you didn't
two.
know, by the way, that match was Bloodline rules. Like, I know that Cole and McAfee didn't state that enough at all during their commentary, but rumor has it that that match between Cody and Roman was Bloodline rules. Unclear.
And on top of that, I'm sure you know how clear the rules were of Bloodline rules because we all knew going into the show it was just a matter of time because, you know, we 100% knew exactly what they were talking about when Bloodline rules. But yeah, so they were just like, I want to know how many times they said Bloodline rules.
My coworker was like, take a shot every time they say that. I'm like, I would not
Nope.
be alive.
Nope, that's alcohol poisoning.
Truly. It'd
That's
be
what's
like,
happening
oh, this leaf fell into the ring. That is okay per Bloodline rules. Like, just
here.
random stuff. It's like, okay, we get it, dude.
Now, big night one,
Yes.
start off night two with Highlander entrance
Yeah.
for Drew. To only be outdone by a mummer's parade.
I was so happy to see the Mummers. You know, I really think that WrestleMania in general paid beautiful homage to the city of Philadelphia, aside from
Yes.
not including Gritty. But I'm not gonna let them live that one down. Missed opportunity. But there were so many Eagles green. Like outfits, you know, we have the Mummers, Kelsey, and all that. I feel like there are a couple of things I'm forgetting, but it'll come back to me. And
Like Ray had a really like big like Eagles
yes,
themed
that was
album.
it. Seth had an eagle on his like little mummer's outfit, so I thought it was really well done. I wonder if Jackie Bam Bam was on stage because he's a mummer.
Oh, is he?
Oh, you didn't know that? Yeah.
That was so cool, that entrance. And the only thing cooler was how confused all the non-Philly people were about
I
what the
had
hell
to
is going on.
explain so much. I mean, I didn't watch night two with people, but there were some things I'm like, I had to explain to people. And I was like, yo, you guys, this crowd is relentless because one time we threw batteries at Santa Claus. So, like, that's who you're dealing with.
Did you see the sign in the stands that said Santa deserved it?
No. Oh my God, that is incredible.
That existed. I saw that sign. I'm just like, wow. Oh man. It should have been like Santa asked for. Just like, wow.
Oh
But
my God.
so the Seth match was not going to be long. Seth already died the night before. And then we got a video game match of them spamming finishers for 10 minutes.
Yes. We literally went out the gate with a finisher.
Oh God, I thought they were going to pull a Sheamus Daniel Bryan situation where he broke kicked him and pinned him in 18 seconds. But no, got the Claymore. He hit four Claymores, maybe five. That was insane. Not as insane as Drew tweeting.
Yeah, oh my God. Bored at work. And then the updated one where he retreated himself and wrote fuck. Like that was so funny.
Which I also think it was hilarious that the commentators didn't know that was his wife.
Oh my God, that's right.
I'm just like, do your research. Aren't you journalists? Like,
Yeah.
and she was standing right in the, look, this is where they conveniently place all the family members for each match.
Yeah. No, that's a big mess up. As a journalist myself,
They're
that
acting
was
like he was just going up to some random woman, like, it's his damn wife.
yeah,
Like,
rookie move.
a rookie mistake. Which also, Punk on commentary was hilarious.
I did
Because,
enjoy him.
and then, obviously, like, that got really emotional. So, they almost got me. Because I was almost convinced that Drew was going to see the error of his ways of being an asshole and actually be like, humbled, and he finally got his moment, and Seth had that like teared up exchange with him, and I'm
Oh,
like,
that
just
broke my
like,
heart.
I'm just like, damn, they're gonna turn him again, and then he got out of the ring and got in CM Punk's face. I'm like, no, Drew, don't do this. He's like, I wanted Drew McIntyre to win this title for months, and I'm just like, don't do this. And then when Punk sweep the leg, and I'm just like, oh no.
Yeah.
And Punk hit him with the Braze, and then you hear Damian Priest music come on. I'm like, oh no.
So this unfortunately was ruined for me because I did my best to mute WWE. I was at Disneyland yesterday, and I finished the rest of it. I watched part of it last night and finished the rest of it this morning. But I muted WWE. I forgot to mute like any meme pages. And I forgot to mute Bailey. So this was ruined for me. And I like watching it, so I knew what was coming. So it's kind of funny we had the same reaction because you could see what was coming. And then I was like, gosh darn it, like you could have just gone backstage and gone on your merry way, even though we all know it's written this way. But like
Drew got penis-y and was
yeah.
just like, and that's gonna be such a great payoff though when
Yeah.
him and Punk finally get in the ring. Oh my God, they're that and their feud's gonna look hard because they hate each other.
Yeah.
And that was the thing, Punk telling him, stop spending time worrying about me. Go enjoy yourself. Like,
I do
enjoy the
want to shout out Punk because at one point, like, Drew was talking to me. He's like, I can't hear you. I got cans on. And I'm like, yes. He called them cans because that's what we call headphones in the business.
business. Which also, I kind of wish they just kept Punk on for commentary the whole rest of the evening.
Yeah, he did
But,
a job.
having Snoop Dogg on for the next match
Well, yeah,
was.
because didn't they say, I got confused for a second. Didn't they say we have Punk on commentary for the first two matches, and then I didn't hear him the second match at all?
Nope, they had Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, like.
Which, okay, so this was the worst decision ever to put on a WrestleMania card. There's probably worse, but I'm just speaking from recency bias at the moment. This match should not have sniffed a WrestleMania card.
Yeah.
And then they're like, "Well, we'll make it a street fight." I'm like, "Okay." And then we're gonna have Snoop Dogg on commentary. I'm like, "Okay."
Yeah.
And then Rob Reiner came out to be the referee. I mean, Bully Ray.
Bleh. Bleh.
yes, Diana's not a fan of Bully Ray.
My not uncle.
I thought that was perfect, though. I'm like, this is the only reason why. And if people are going to get put through tables, we'll be happy. And boy, did that crowd want tables.
I know. I appreciated the get the tables. I appreciated the glasses. Other than that, I was like,
What
yeah, I was like, I've
the?
seen enough of you. I hear enough of you. Go back in your hole.
It was a moment, and that match was just why is Karrion Kross such a like a vacuum for charisma
I
at
know.
this point? And it's just like, and they wasted Bobby Lashley and the Street Profits' time with this damn match. They could have had
I do
better.
appreciate though. I like that B-Fab and Scarlett just had a moment. I feel like we
Right
don't.
through that table. Also,
Yeah.
Scarlett sold that like she got like thrown out of a truck. She didn't
Yes.
move the whole rest of the
Yeah.
match.
No, I love Scarlett. Like first of all, that outfit, I was like, I am taking notes because one day if I become a wrestler, like that is my outfit. I love that moment. But yeah, no, I feel like she does not get enough love. And I feel like B-Fab, they're like, okay, she's part of their group. And it's like, but is she? Now, and
I
I
mean,
also
they're
love,
all.
by the way, Street Profits came out in Eagles color. So like really
Yes.
hyping up the fact that they're the faces. And they officially switched their music back. So I get it.
There you go. It was something that happened.
Yeah, it's like did again, that match could have been an email.
That one, most out of any of the matches, could have been like not on a WrestleMania card. We got next LA Knight versus AJ Styles,
AJ
which,
Styles got new music, lots of new
yep,
music this WrestleMania.
I think his music worked. I was glad to see that he wasn't just wearing black jeans.
Yeah.
Still looking ripped as hell. Good for you, AJ.
Yes.
Snap into a Slim Jim.
I have to
Did
tell
I?
you, I saw
Yeah.
the greatest shirt yesterday in Disney. It was Mickey Mouse dressed as Randy the Macho Man Savage, and it says snap into a churro.
Nice.
I was like, oh my God. I told him, I was like, I'm obsessed with your shirt.
Nice. That's excellent.
Yeah.
Did I mention snap into a Slim Jim?
Once or
Which
twice.
also the ads, like the during Stand and Deliver in particular for NXT, my God, the advertising was nuts. But like the snap into a Slim Jim. And LA Knight got so big, such a big reaction from that crowd. Yeah,
Yes.
snap into a
Yep.
Slim Jim. They got the win. It was a pretty straightforward, pretty clean match. It
Yeah.
wasn't like anything crazy,
Nothing to
but
write home about, but enjoyable.
yeah. And did I mention snap into a Slim Jim?
It's bloodline rules to snap into a Slim Jim, just so you
God, which one was mentioned more?
know.
Probably Bloodline rules, but still, snap into a Slim Jim. We're looking for sponsors. Snap into a Slim Jim. Oh yeah.
Only Shane can do that one, but I'll do snaps and claps in the background.
There you go. I low-key loved the Logan Paul, Randy Orton, Kevin Owens match.
Yes. I think that the charisma between the three of them, the chemistry rather, that works so well. My favorite part was after like Logan Paul comes out in his Primobile, like Kevin Owens has this little golf truck and he almost makes it all the way up to the ring and he sees Randy come out and he like reverses all the way back up the ramp and Randy's like, "What the heck?" And he's like, "Come on." And it's like they're riding Kevin's golf cart to the ring. I thought that was the cutest thing ever.
They really wondered how hard they would get into like beating each other up in this match.
Yeah.
But that moment where Randy tried to RKO Kevin and just kind of was like,
Yep.
that
Yep.
look was perfect. Randy Orton's
Yeah.
great. He just
Yeah.
sells everything
Randy
perfectly.
has like a goofy side, which I feel like it's kind of funny considering he's like a just such a big guy and a tough guy, but it's really nice to kind of see, you know, how dynamic he is.
Yeah, and that Spartan kick he delivered on the Prime
Yeah.
drink mascot guy, who I
Oh
know
my God.
is, I know he's like some kind of YouTuber or something with Logan Paul, but like, boy, did he get messed up. And when he got RKO'd onto the announcer table, it was glorious.
My friend who doesn't even watch wrestling like DM'd me a picture of that and she was like, "Not the prime guy." It's like, yeah, the prime guy.
Which also, I think the biggest MVP of WrestleMania was that English announce table.
Yeah.
Because how many things happened to that table before it actually broke?
I know.
It was insane. And I love the contest between Kevin Owens and Randy on who could backdrop Logan Paul higher to the announcer table. And like Logan Paul winning made sense.
Yeah.
I don't think Randy doesn't, Randy Orton doesn't need a US title reign at this point. And Kevin Owens, I think it would have been a nice moment if he won and him and Sami had a moment.
Yeah, but I
But
just think it 'cause SummerSlam's in Cleveland, that's the way they were going.
and I really think LA Knight's winning that title from Logan
Yeah,
Paul, to be perfectly honest. Yeah.
yeah,
So
yeah.
made sense that it ended that way, but that match was so much fun and they
It
had
was
great
fun.
chemistry, and that pop-up power bomb into an RKO was just, yes, it looked
Yeah.
so good. That was perfect. And I'm just like, I could watch the three of them have another match tomorrow and still love every second of it. So that one definitely worked.
Yes.
We got Io Sky versus Bayley
I
and
think
her.
this might have been my favorite match. I really love that Bayley's back to her role model, like the true role model, not the heel role model. And like they said that she had that entrance with the pyramids. And they had mentioned it might have just because been like the Bay Area where she's from is like a big Egyptian, has a big Egyptian population, which I had no idea. And I honestly think sidebar, I think the entrances for night two like blew night one out of the water. I wasn't impressed with really a lot of the night one entrances, just pretty much like the big tag team match at the end. But because I like I don't know, I was thinking everything was gonna be like Bianca's Hollywood entrance, which like pulled at my heartstrings. But this was kind of like that, like just seeing Bayley have her moment. And because she, we can all agree that she got swept under the rug and fumbled big time with her promotion for WrestleMania.
Yeah.
So I was happy that she did get to have this moment riding on the guy's shoulders, and you know she looks great. Not that she ever looked bad, but you can tell looking really hard, getting in shape for this WrestleMania, and the new gear on her looks great, and the crowd was hot for her, which was just really well deserved.
Absolutely, and I won't make any comments about her butt either. Which between Bailey's butt and the whole mommy and the man thing, the internet's a thirst trap, so just look out, be safe out there. No, they really great match, and it was a great technical match, how they're selling the injuries and like playing up the knee injury. Like this felt like an actual technical pro wrestling match, which really worked,
Yes.
because like you know, Seth and Drew was like spamming signature moves and finishers and stuff like this. They actually did some ground and pound with this and like really got down. And Io Sky is ridiculous. She
I
is
love EO.
so talented as a performer. And I appreciate that Michael Cole kept bringing up how she's the most underrated champion in WWE, because like she could go out there and put on an amazing match with anybody. Her moonsaults are just God, gorgeous. And just what she was able to do in that match, and Bayley put on a great show.
And we have the Bailey, we are friends moment, and then she starts beating the crap out of her, and I was like, no, Bailey, don't fall for it. She fell for it.
Stop being dumb baby faces. But no, how I feel about her finisher,
I know,
like,
you know, my coworkers said the same thing.
I just do Bailey to belly. Bailey to belly is great. What was wrong with that? So, also, from my friend Griff, who doesn't watch wrestling, had an interesting reaction to like LA Knight's finisher. He's just like, how's it? I'm just like awkward.
Can I just
So,
say though, I mean, I know Bailey to Belly is her finisher. It has been, but for me, I feel like it needs a new name because it sounds like something they do in a mommy and me class at like a gymboree or something with little kids, like Bailey to Belly. And like finishers are supposed to be so tough, and I just can't take it seriously.
well, it fit when she, you know, was I'm a hugger
Well, yeah,
and
when she
stuff
was
like
like a
that.
gymboree teacher herself, but now she's not.
Oh man, I'm just glad she's not a Karen anymore. That was rough getting through during COVID. Her just screaming at Cole and stuff like that. My God, calm down. But no, this was a great match. I think they really got a great chance to spotlight and do a great match. And then there was the main event, the one we've been waiting for. Would the story be over? Would we complete the story? We'll be starting new stories.
Will the
Say,
library not have enough copy of the stories on, and you have to put it on hold and wait 6 weeks for it?
oh, you mean wait for Backlash Live in France? Imagine. Oh my God. But I saw some criticisms of the structure of this match, and not gonna lie, I highly disagree. I saw people being like, why the hell didn't they just have like the whole ring swarmed at the beginning? You haven't paid attention to what Roman Reigns has done the past 4 years. Roman wants you to think that he's the best wrestler in the world and can do it on his own, until the most opportune moment where he needs help. So like it only made sense that like the first 20 minutes of this match, he was trying to do it on his own. Which, here's the thing, Roman can. Like, he is one of the best performers around, and they put on a great match for the first 20 minutes of this.
And you know what? I think it felt more earned. To like even you know what you're saying definitely makes sense too, and it's just like from a emotional standpoint, it was cool to get those surprises later on in the match. Like it felt more earned.
Well, the first surprise was like, you know, we got Jimmy, and then Jay yeeted him off the ramp through some tables. Yeet in the truest sense. Yeet for distance, Kobe for accuracy. Then, of course, Solo comes out. And this made perfect sense, because who did Solo Tech take out?
John Cena, and we could see him this time.
Could you? He was so
Yeah,
white. My friend Jamie's like, he needs a tan.
that's
And then also
funny.
comments about his balding head were
Yo,
made.
it's yeah,
Which
yeah.
I think he just needs to shave at this point. He's like, it's
Yeah.
pretty
Or it's
obvious.
like he's got money. Go get a transplant.
Or that. Get some Rogaine. But that was so great with John Cena coming out, hitting the attitude adjustment on Roman. And then they finally got the Spanish announcer table. I was waiting all night.
It
And
needed some love.
I predicted Solo was going to go through the Spanish announcer table. I was so proud of myself for predicting that.
You should have put a wager on, like a random go to like Atlantic City and be like, I
Oh,
have
my God.
50 on Solo going through the Spanish announce table.
Oh, I could have made some money because I was 100%
Yeah.
correct. And then, The Rock coming out and Rock Bottom to John Cena. I'm like, that was a great stare down. We got the Shield
I
music.
know. And you know what? I have to point out that I don't know if you noticed, but shout out to Seth Rollins bleaching his hair mid-show. Because, I mean, and my one friend was like, well, couldn't it be like the spray on? I'm like, no. As someone who has to get her hair bleached every 12 weeks, I just did it on Saturday. 2 hours is plenty of processing time, especially because he just has light brown hair. So that was bleached.
That was legit. I'll take your word for it.
Yes.
I have never bleached my hair before.
Let's try it. Live broadcast or live podcast.
I have straightened my hair before.
Yes, I remember that.
Yes, I'm aware. That was a special moment. But that moment where Roman hit Seth instead with the chair after like Had like how many years since he turned
I
on that?
know he got the receipt, but I felt so bad for Seth.
Also, not gonna lie, I was like, was Moxley's contract up?
I know
Like,
I had a
on
second.
a
I was like,
hot
there's no
second.
way. I don't think he would come back either.
To be honest, I don't like what he's doing in AEW,
I
but
just think
that's
he's
just
having too
me.
much fun over there, and he doesn't seem
Yeah.
like a guy who like wants to not play by the rules, but I think he enjoys more of like the loosey-goosey format and reign they have over
But
there.
for a split second, I'm
No,
like,
they
is
did
he
have
gonna
me.
come out?
They had
And
me in the
then
first half.
The Rock's gonna whip. It's like, get up, boy. He's gonna
Yep.
whip Cody. And then wrong. I'm just like,
That was my jaw was agape.
because I was expecting glass shatters.
Yes,
And
everyone was.
I thought Stone Cold was going to come out there and like drop a stunner on The Rock. But then the lights went out and we got the newest meme to rule the internet. It's Undertaker by The Rock.
I sent to one of my coworkers, because he, the Undertaker was behind him, and I sent the from Scream like, Jamie, turn around, and like Ghostface is behind.
I think the best one I saw so far was I sent this to my brother, and it's like younger brother Cody Rhodes, older brother The Rock, and trying to take the remote. And then Bad shows up. The Undertaker. Like, this is Dad's TV. He's the one who gets the remote. But no, Undertaker, is he the new spirit of vengeance? Will he show up to enact justice? When
He's the
things
real final boss. I've been seeing that like floating around too.
Undertaker is the real final boss. It's just like you've like figured out a cheat code to make him appear. He just like showed up, choke slammed The Rock, made him disappear for a minute. And Cody finally hit the trio crossroads. Finally. And he got the win. He finished his story. And Cody Rhodes is champ.
It was a very nice, not send off, but celebration, I think is the word
Yeah.
I'm looking for. Having everyone come out there and everyone's reaction and happiness for him was so genuine. And then you have Brandy come out, which I love that she was a part of his entrance. Negative One, Amanda Huber's son was there, which knowing how much that he is involved in his lives, like that was just a beautiful moment. Who else? Brandy's father, Mama Rhodes, of course,
Yep.
holding the belt. It was just a wonderful moment. Like sometimes celebrations, it's like, all right, let's all get on with our nights. I'm shutting this off, but I wanted to stick around and watch every second of that.
Was the only one that seemed like odd man out was LA Knight. Like everybody else, there felt like there was like a warmth there, and I'm just like, Yeah, it's just like there. It's
He should have
like
like slapped his ass or something and be like, great job, and like walk off stage.
just like slap, yeah, and just
Yeah.
walk out. But now the rest of the moment is like him and Randy and him and Cena, and of course Kevin Owens and Sammy
Yeah.
and Jey Uso, like all we never get a locker room full of baby faces coming out and like celebrating a big win like that. And that just made it feel so much more. And then like the behind the scenes stuff of like you saw Roman hugging Paul Heyman at
Yeah.
the top of the ramp. I'm just like, yeah. I can't believe it's over.
I know.
1,316 days.
Yeah. No, it was time to end. He was an incredible champion when he showed up, but incredible champion. I do like Roman overall. But yeah, no, I think everyone celebrating on that in the ring with Cody was all of us celebrating with him. So it was just really nice to see.
It was a great way to end it. Sure, there's definitely some matches that didn't need to be on a WrestleMania card, and I wish they built up some better matches
Yes.
to fill in those spots. But they had some big matches, and a lot of new champs. A lot of
Yeah.
new champs. We got two new, like Seth Rollins was world champ for 300 something days, and then we got two new champs within like 15
5
minutes.
minutes. Yeah. Yeah.
Which, well, I'm sure Drew and CM Punk are going to have some fun soon.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
And we'll have to see how Damian Priest sells as a champ.
I know. I just don't believe it. Like, I had Raw on earlier before he came on, and like he came out, and I was just like, I don't believe it. Sidebar, everyone listening, if you can watch the Raw, tonight's Raw after Mania, the Philly crowd is spectacular. Some of the best chants I've ever heard in my whole life.
Oh my God.
The one time I disagreed with them though was with Damien, you deserved it. And I was like, but
But
did
did
he
he
deserve it? Are we sure?
did he though? Did
He
he?
could that cash in have been an email? Did he deserve it?
It could have happened a long time ago.
Right?
But, WrestleMania is in the books. We have a new era starting.
Love it.
And we'll have Backlash in France and Clash at the Castle and Clash at the Castle in Glasgow.
Yeah.
God, that I didn't think that was going to be that hard to say. Money in the Bank in London and SummerSlam in Cleveland.
Yes.
The question mark's more for
One
like
of the most exotic
Cleveland.
places ever. You got Scotland, you got France, and you got Cleveland. No offense to anyone from Cleveland,
And
but
then Berlin.
yeah.
So it'll be interesting what we get over the next couple of months. But that's WrestleMania season in the books. And a
Yeah,
big
make sure
episode
you pour one
here.
out for Seth Rollins.
He needs a break. He needs to take some time.
Yeah,
Him and the man can go enjoy their family for a little bit. And
yes.
we'll miss them, but they deserve it. Well, that's a wrap, I think, here on our podcast, taking a deep dive into WrestleMania, which honestly, I thought there would be more matches. But it was about the scale, it was about the presentation and the insane amount of ads and shit in between each of the
Yeah, I
matches.
did enjoy the Snickers ad, I have to say, with the Miz.
That one and they had a New Day one too.
Oh no, I don't know if I paid attention to that one. I have to
It was
rewatch
the
that.
I think Kofi tried to play bootios as a word on Scrabble.
Oh man, okay, I have to watch that. I was
And
probably
Xavier is like, no. It's like, dude, you need a Snickers. So,
That's funny.
but anyway, well, thank you all for tuning in and supporting our podcast here. And if you like our logo, you should go check out High Flyer Creative. They do some great work. If you need a logo, the place to start. And we are very happy to be part of the SPDM Crew Podcasting Network and all the great shows that we have on here. And we're going to be signing off then from Shane.
and Diana.
And thank you for tuning in to the Ruthless Obsession Podcast.
Thank you, Justice for Chaggable.